All right. We're in the home stretch. We're going to just talk quickly about certification requirements. As part of CMDS, you have the option to apply for certification. There's some work that's required to get certified. We've had people say, well, don't I just get to pay my money and when I finish, I get certified? No, that's not the way it works. You got to prove that you deserve certification and that you know the stuff. And if I'm going to say to somebody that I certified you and I trained you, I want to make sure you know your stuff. So here's how you do it. This is what you get. Sorry about the dog. Okay. I think somebody got it downstairs. So you get this certification as a digestive mastery coach from the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology. It's a nice thing. It's suitable for framing. You get to put it on your wall. And what do you have to do to get it? Well, you have to start with case histories. You submit two recorded 20-minute or more audio sessions demonstrating your capability to establish rapport with clients, take a case history, and create a plan. So you can ask permission when you're doing a session. You may not do the beginning, so there's no identifying information. You can make a recording. You can edit it, and you send it to us. So we know that you know how to actually ask the right questions and create rapport. Two of those. Then there's two written write-ups, and we give you a format, and it's a write-up that's suitable for you to be communicating with another practitioner. Like if you have that person has a medical practitioner and you want to share with them information about this person, or you want to refer them to someone, you want to be able to write it up. So we give you a template and you write up two cases. And then coaching practicum hours. We want you to submit documentation pertaining to a case you've done. So either you guided somebody through our grant program or through one of your own. Lynn, can you close that person's line? Barbara, can you close your own line?
I can't close your line. But no. Barbara, can you close your line?
She's not hearing.
Can you close your line?
I can, but there's 38 people on the line right now, and I have to scroll through, and I'm having trouble with my scrolling.
Okay.
So yeah, I can make fine. You, I'm going to, I see you there, and I'm going to make you a co-host. Yes, and now you should be able to close her. So you can find her and close her. Thank you. I should have done that from the beginning. Okay, so there's coaching practicum hours. Documentation creating to a case. So you can guide them through our grant program or you can create your own. But I want to see that you're documenting, you know, on this date you met with them and you did this. And on this date you did this. And this is their progress. So you're just kind of following them through. As an alternative, we can assign you a client that's in the grant program to coach and then report on using our reporting system. And then there's exams. There's exams at the end of each session, and then there's a big exam at the end, a comprehensive. So we get you ready for the comprehensive by asking you questions as you go along. The one that you have to get an 80% or higher on that test, but it's open book. So you get to do it over and over. And the practicality of that is in life, life is open book. And people say to me, well, why do you make it open book? Why don't you make it like timed and they can't look back at their materials? I'm like, well, first of all, people are taking this remotely. So I'm sure they have plenty of documents they can look up and the internet they can look things up on. But I don't want to make this hard. I don't want to make this impractical. I want to make it practical. And I have tons of books that surround me. And if I'm going to look something up, I'm going to look it up. I'll pull out the book because I may not remember an exact mechanism, but it's knowing where to look that makes sense. And that's it. So, thank you so much for being here today. And now we're ready for our open Q&A. And all of these pieces that we did today, other than the cases, are on the web in probably a cleaner version because we've already edited them. So you can go back and look at them there. Okay, you'll get the full recording of this, but those are already done. So I'm going to stop.